joined this afternoon by Linus Lundquist, driving for HMD and Indy Lights for year number two. We're at Barber this weekend. How you feeling going into the weekend so far?
I feel good. Feel awesome. Excited to be going back here at Barber. One of my favorite places.
Yeah.
And obviously we had good results last year, and when I did my debut here at Barber, it was in the Formula Regional, and we got away with a couple of wins there as well. So obviously a good hunting place for me, which is nice. But also it's been 2 months since the last race, so just happy to be back.
Yeah, it's a long layoff. But before we get there, so in Formula Regionals, you won both, all 3 year races here.
Yeah.
Right. Last year you won the first one, came in second on the second one.
Yes, sir.
So you're 5 for 5 in podiums here.
Yeah.
What is it about Barber that makes you so successful in whatever you drive?
I don't know. I just remember like my first ever laps around this place. I just felt happy. It's a cool place. I mean, the track is so smooth and a lot of elevation, and it's a lot of about just rhythm. And it just seems to suit me pretty well. So excited to be back.
Nice. So you race. Boy, that was the end of February. You've had some tests, obviously, since then. But is it hard to have 7 weeks off, 6 weeks, 7 weeks off without the competitive side going to get back into the swing of things? Like, it's a little bit more of a mental game to get going on a Friday afternoon?
There always is when there's
been
a big gap. But it's the same for everyone.
Yeah.
So that's fine. It's just that I think there was the big hype for St. Pete, get the season going. But then we had the 2 months with nothing, really. Which sort of brought it back to like the winter feeling that you have. So yeah, just excited to get going. We know it's gonna get busy after this as well, so sort of try to take care of the calm before the storm.
So how do you stay busy during 2 months off? You know, do you go back into almost like off season mode where you're training at the gym more than you might be during the season, or do you go on vacation? You know, how do you manage 6.5 weeks?
Not vacation, I'll tell you that much.
I definitely can't repeat what was said in the background.
No. No, I mean, you're always busy with something. And like I say, you almost go into a little bit of a winter mode setup.
Hey there, my name is Michael Laminato, and this is Pit Pass F1, a brand new podcast that'll take you closer to the action of the world's most prestigious motorsport. From Monaco to Miami and Australia to Azerbaijan, Pit Pass F1 is on the ground and has you covered. Esteemed F1 journalists Julianne Serasoli and Chris Medland will take you inside the sport every round. They'll keep you up to date with the latest news breaking in Formula One and the most influential views shaping the world of Grand Prix racing. Every Friday, we'll be bringing you a track guide and race preview, and Chris and Drew will be in your feed every morning from Saturday through to Monday to keep you up to date on all the day's action on and off the track. So if you want to be in the know on the latest in Formula One, subscribe wherever you get your favourite podcasts and visit us at evergreenpodcasts.com. Pit Pass F1, a brand new show for Evergreen Podcasts.
Hey there, and welcome to the Joy of Paddle podcast, hosted by me, Minter Dial, a veteran of the paddle tennis world, and sponsored by Paddle 1969. Whether you're a paddle tennis aficionado, just beginning, or have never even heard of paddle, or padel, as it's called in North America, this is an exhilarating new show that delves into the captivating stories of notable paddle personalities worldwide. In its inaugural season, you'll be treated to exclusive anecdotes, valuable tips, life lessons, and humorous moments shared by esteemed professional paddle players, industry insiders, and passionate paddle enthusiasts. With each season aligning with the Pro Tour, you can anticipate 2 engaging episodes per month. The Joy of Paddle podcast is part of the Evergreen Podcast Network, where you can find other great shows in a number of categories, such as sports, health and wellness, true crime, and fiction. To find out more about Evergreen Podcasts, go to www.evergreenpodcast.com. Vamos!
Which is obviously spend a lot of time at the gym and getting physically prepared, but also the other side, the business side, trying to, you know, make sure that everything is tied up on your end and trying to make the best out of it.
So we're, you know, you're this weekend, then you have Indy is next for you, so the season's starting to kind of get into a rhythm. what do you need to do this year? You know, you were third in points last year to take that next step to be the Indy Lights champion.
Just drive a little bit faster, win a few more races.
Okay.
No, I think last year, I think in hindsight now, it was actually a pretty strong season for us. It was still like my rookie year, new to the car, new to, I think it was 8 out of the 10 tracks, never been to an oval, new car, new team, etc. So a lot of new things. So I think just being in the same team with the same group of guys, going to familiar places this year and just starting a little bit further up ahead than I did last year, I think that's what it's going to help us this year and hopefully bring us a title.
So in addition to, you raced at Gateway last year?
Yes.
So you also race at, are you at Iowa this year too?
Yes, we are.
So have you gotten to drive Iowa in a sim or anything? Like, are you ready for a smaller, unique oval in Iowa?
Not there yet. obviously, we have a test there, which is
okay,
nice.
You do.
Yeah.
Okay.
So obviously, you're gonna prepare for it a little bit.
Yeah.
But that is still far away. You know, the focus is still on the next race in Barber. But soon enough, you're gonna start switching the focus to ovals to get prepared for it.
So I lost my train of thought. So Sunday morning, you race 9:45, kind of like right when they're looking at potential weather for the weekend, so it could rain pretty hard. Do you go into practice thinking like, hey, you know, maybe might need to have some more downforce, something for the rain, or do you just kind of assume the rest of the weekend is going to be dry, and if it rains, we'll worry about it when we worry about it?
The one thing that I've learned in my career is that you can never really trust the weather report or what they're saying,
yep.
So the only thing you can do is just focusing on what the weather conditions are at the moment. So if it's dry, then we maximize the dry, and then if it's going to be wet on Sunday, then we maximize that. But there's no point in like, we might think it's wet, so we might try a different setup when there's totally different conditions.
So we'll wrap it up with one last one here. It's year two with HMD. How's it feel to be back? You know, that continuity side of things, does it help the kind of behind the scenes things to just go out and race that, you know, you've got the same team behind you for year two that you guys were, you know, pretty strong in year one?
100%, and I think we definitely have both a car and a driver to be able to win the championship. And I think like you said, I mean, we had a really strong last year as well, and we showed that, you know, we can be there. So it's just about building on the strong sides and even some of the weak points that we had last year to be a perfect package this year. So yeah, feels good. Happy days. Happy to be back going into it.
Awesome, man. Well, good luck.
Thank you very much.
Have you ever wanted to know how to win a Formula One Grand Prix? I mean, really know. Know about the driver tactics from the cockpit, the strategy calls from the pit wall, and even the mind games in the paddock. There's a lot more that goes into winning a Grand Prix than just 90 minutes of racing. So every week on the F1 Strategy Report, we're taking a deep dive into the decisions that shape every result. Hey there, my name is Michael Laminato, and every week I'm joined by an expert guest from the paddock to talk through the big calls that won the race and the missteps that resulted in bitter defeat. Before every race, we'll look back at the previous year's result and consult the current form guide, and we'll be in your feed after every Grand Prix dissecting the outcome and what it means for the championship. So for your regular hit of Formula One analysis, subscribe to the F1 Strategy Report wherever you get your favourite podcasts. The Strategy Report is a Beer Mogul podcast on the Evergreen Podcasts Network. My name's Michael Laminato, and I'll catch you after the checkered flag.